Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris here with you. We're going to welcome in Mike Bordick. Mike, first off, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Ed and I here with you. Tell everybody about the podcast real quick and where they can find it.
Oh, my gosh. What a way to start. Well, check out the Be More Sports Pod. It's called the Be More Baseball Podcast. Me and Coleman have had some great guests on here recently. Our newest guest, Jeff Conine. How about that one?
Oh, Niner.
Yeah, so much fun. He was a fan favorite for sure. And he's back in the game with the Marlins. Of course, his son is on that team, but it was great revisiting with him because he had a great career. He really did. And his story is just what baseball is really all about. Got drafted in like the 56th round as a pitcher and became a two-time All-Star and two-time World Series champ. So great interview. Love Jeff Conine, one of my all-time favorite teammates.
Absolutely.
So check it out.
Check it out. Well,
let's
start with, before we get to the oral question, I just want to talk about the postseason here. What do you think of it, if you're taking a 10,000-foot view? I find this to be one of the more exciting postseasons we've had. Seattle, that game with the Tigers and the Mariners was incredible. The schoolbook was 13 strikeouts in six innings. They go 15 innings. They lose the game. It's like, it's just
incredible.
Been one. I have no dog in this fight, but I find these games very exciting.
I love it, man. There ain't nothing better than postseason baseball, if you ask me, because you're seeing kind of some old school stuff. They're playing more real baseball, at least the teams that are winning, putting the ball in play, executing bunt plays, executing bunt defenses. You know, and things show up, and a pitcher's getting taken out too early or not, right? When Gosma got taken out the other day, everybody's like, golly, man. And Scooble could have pitched 15 innings the other day if they wanted. And so it's really exciting. I love the postseason. I think the teams that have been in it are great. If you ask me, more people want to see the Red Sox and the Yankees bump than want to see them in the World Series. So getting them out of there has really made it intriguing for a lot of us fans. You know, the Blue Jays in the American League East and what they've done, I think going from last place to first place is exciting. The Mariners, are you kidding me? What a story. This could be the first time ever in the World Series. So a lot of really good stuff. And, of course, the juggernaut of the Dodgers going against the Brewers. It's really kind of captivating. It's captivating me, that's for sure, as a baseball fan, and a lot of people that I talk to are really enjoying it as well.
Yeah, talking to Mike Bordick here about the Orioles, the postseason. I want to get your thoughts on the Orioles managerial search. It sounds like they just they're talking to Luis Rojas, the third base coach from the Yankees. Ryan Flaherty was a favorite here, at least one of the front runners. What do you think about who they should bring in, and should it be someone with experience, or are you okay if they bring in someone that might be a little bit green like a Ryan Flaherty?
Yeah, I'm okay with that because I think managers have changed. They've evolved, I think, along with analytics in the game. And I think to find a manager that understands baseball, obviously, you need that because you're going to gain respect in the clubhouse, but somebody that can relate, I think, more to the modern player. An analytic-driven player is a lot different than a player 20 years ago. And to be able to communicate with them and give them the right kind of message going forward, I just think Flaherty's been around the right kind of guys in baseball, too. I mean, he's a baseball guy, grew up in a baseball family, been around Buck Showalter, played for him, so understands the importance of the detail of the game, winning on the margins, I mean, with the Cubs, obviously. So, yeah, I like Ryan Flaherty, and I don't think you need a crusty, old, salty veteran baseball guy to come in and lead a group of young players nowadays. I just think understanding the analytics and still communication is king, and I believe in that. So you better be a good leader and know how to communicate with guys nowadays as well.
What do you think about Hyde's future? I mean, I heard he talked to Buster Posey. You know, Giants have interest. Do you think he's going to be managing back in the majors very soon?
I'm not sure about that, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think he was an interesting pick, if you ask me, by Mike Elias. I know he was well-respected in baseball. I know he's come up with some managers that are now in the game, and so he is well-respected. But just how things kind of went, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody hires him, but maybe as a bench coach or a base coach right now, and he'll get his way back, and he'll have his opportunities to manage again. I do think he's well-respected, especially, you know, the turnaround going from a team for 4 years, the worst team in baseball, to all of a sudden being the best team in the American League East and arguably baseball, but it's pretty impressive. So he's got a nice little resume about him. He's well-respected in the game, and I think he's definitely going to be back in it, but maybe not in the manager's seat right away.
So Mike Bordick joining us here. Last thing for you. Who do you like to get to the World Series? Can any one of these teams come back from being down 2-0?
Ooh, it's going to be tough, man. It is really going to be tough. I love the Brewers as a team. I think what they've done is show that, you know, baseball can win against the powerhouse money teams. But I just think the Dodgers are just, they're just so dang deep. And, oh, my gosh, and they've got all their arms arrested. They can flip anybody they want out there because of that performance last night. I mean, they're letting the starters go. This is kind of cool to see, too, isn't it? Watching a starter get a complete game in the postseason, wow, I just love that. And I think there are more pitchers that want to do that than not, to be honest with you, because I just think that is such a badge of honor, of just working your butt off and understanding what you have to do to carve up a lineup, and a great lineup at that. That was really impressive and so much fun to watch.
Absolutely. And that's why I think this has been so much fun, because the performances have been so stellar. Like, I want to go back to the game I referenced in the beginning of the conversation. Skubal. He struck out 13 batters in six innings against an outstanding team. That wasn't some scrub team he faced. I mean, he faced the Mariners. I mean, they have much power, and they couldn't touch him. Like, I haven't seen anything like that in ages.
Exactly. And that's the thing we as fans long for. So when they pull pitchers out in the regular season after, you know, the fifth inning, knowing they can grit and grind through and figure out a way because they're competitors by nature, we long for it. And when we see it now in the postseason, give us more, man, because that is what the game is about. It really is. It can't just be a made-up number saying, oh, you've hit that magic number, come on out of the game now. No, it's about competing and letting these guys go, and we're seeing the best of it right now.
Bordy, appreciate it as always, man. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Yeah, good talk, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike. Mike's great, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.